Time to ditch the rule. Welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's time to ditch the rule. They need to go back. They need to look at what the Supreme Court cases said in both of those cases and do what the Supreme Court told them to do. Do what Congress told them to do in the original Clean Water Act and just stick with navigable waters.
Tennessee Farm Bureau's Public Policy Director Stephan Maupin speaking to an issue that could see the Environmental Protection Agency expand its boundaries on the Clean Water Act. And nationwide, the American Farm Bureau is asking its members to speak out against the proposed rule that will impose unworkable regulations on the nation's farms.
They go beyond what is considered navigable. We're not talking about rivers and creeks. We're talking about anywhere water could flow or where water could stand. A mud puddle, a ditch going in front of your house on the side of the road would be considered under federal jurisdiction based on these rules.
If carried out, Farm Bureau says ordinary field work, fence construction, or even planting could require a federal permit, and Maupin says it would go beyond just farmers.
It could be homeowners, businesses, small businesses. Everybody would fall under this, where you would have to ask the federal government for permission to do anything on your property that would disturb the ground.
Farm Bureau, the nation's largest general farm organization, wants to send a message to Congress and the EPA about this proposed rule. AFBF Chief Lobbyist Dale Moore.
We want our grassroots members letting their members of Congress know this EPA rule violates the intention of Congress in the Clean Water Act, that we need Congress to stop EPA's ability to move forward on a rule that we believe is just flat wrong.
And that's why the American Farm Bureau has started their grassroots campaign to ditch the rule. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.